Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show.
Arik Zander is the CEO of Omega Alpha LLC. He's an internationally renowned teacher, astrologer, and healer who uses naturopathy, astrology, tarot to help people transcend their fate and fulfill their destiny. He's successfully consulted political leaders, medical doctors, healers, heads of industry, Hollywood artists, and hundreds of people worldwide in achieving their goals. Arik is the master alchemist at Aurelia Essential Oils, the market leader of healing essential oil blends. As a teacher, he launched the Zodiac Pact online class, which offers a transformative journey through the astrological archetypes. His book, Zodiac Hacks, Constellations, a month-by-month guide to making the most of your year every year, answers every question you could have about star signs and the ways you can better your relationships with others, or as he puts it, how to hack them. He explains also in an easy, understandable language how astrology works and why. And Carol, Arik's book sounds like a new way to learn how to use astrology.
Yes, Claire, he's given us an excellent way to make the most of every month of the year with his new book. And I really thank you for the book and for joining us, Arik.
Wow, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Well, we have a lot to cover today. I want to go through a few months of the book. I mean, I've never seen anything that is so informative. You tell us how to hack every month of the year, meaning how to get into and understanding it, how people may behave, important hacking days, how to hack a Scorpio, how to activate the gifts of a Scorpio, famous people throughout history. I love that. And Scorpio countries, fashions and colors. You know everything about a Scorpio when you get through with this chapter. So that helps you with your life path as well as improving your life because you know what the month is all about, right?
Right. It's exactly right. I mean, it's definitely unique in the sense that anybody can pick up this book and depending on the date it is or the date that they're planning or something that you know, they're preparing for, you can look it up and see under which constellation it falls under. And then you can know the energy, you know, the vibe, the astrological weather, if you will, that will be occurring during that time. And it's so helpful. And there are so many examples for, like, people who were, for example, like you said, a Scorpio, you can see how they use their life or the gifts that they had. It's really interesting to see all this research that I've been doing over many years to see how it all came together and how certain countries were formed under certain times and people were inventing certain things and the driving forces behind people. It's just really useful in that way. And the reason why I called it hacks, you know, because we always want to overcome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arik, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. There's a little bit of fading in and out going on, and I don't know if it's perhaps there might be a better location for you with your phone line that might be able to help with that too.
Let's have a look. Let me just try this. Okay, hold on. Okay, so I hope this can make it a little bit better.
So far, so good. So, yes,
okay.
You're sounding great. Thank you.
All right, cool. So even glitches like that, you know, it's interesting to see it because there's always transits going on and things that are affecting like solar flares and all kinds of energy swirling around. And I like I said, I worked on this book for many years doing all the research, seeing what's available and when, so that anybody can pick it up and basically plan their life and improve their life and also improve their relationships with people, whether it's business or romantic or even within their family or in their friends, to kind of speak the language of another sign, because people are always coming from different points of view, and it's important that you're speaking to them in a way that they'll understand you. Even if they're both speaking, say, for example, English, people still have very distinct, different ways of looking at things and approaching things. And a big reason why I chose to call it hacks is because we want to transcend the astrology. You know, we want to be aware of it, but we don't want it to rule over us. We want to use it to our advantage. And because so many of us are on our phones or on our computers, and I have a background of technology, it was really important to kind of explain, that's what the first two chapters of the book is about, to explain the parallels between technology and astrology and how you can use it as a tool to better your life and not necessarily let it rule over you. So I think it's really interesting.
Very important.
Yeah.
And for timing, I use mostly astrology for timing, when to start something new, and when to read a good book.
absolutely. I mean, you have downtime and you have uptime, and it's really important. Timing is everything, and really astrology is essentially an interpretation of time, you know, based on the different archetypes. And you want, timing is everything. It can define the success or failure of a business, even, or a relationship.
Oh, definitely. With businesses. Mm-hmm. Businesses for sure, mm-hmm. and relationships. Those started mm-hmm. under a void, of course, are times when Mercury's retrograde and a void, of course, they don't last.
That's right. It's like gardening. You know, you're going to plant certain things at certain times of year, and it's the same thing with, you know, our world. You want to really make sure that you have the right time, the right place, doing the right thing all the time.
Yes, and get the most out of your life. This book will do that. This is an amazing book. So
yes,
our filmmakers and the artists that love this show, they want to know how best to use astrology to improve their lives and fulfill their destiny. So let's talk about how your book can help them. And we want you to give our filmmakers advice on the next 3 months with what's coming up for each sign. So we'll do that later. Let's get started mm-hmm. with Scorpio. That's where we mm-hmm. are now. So let's do the water signs like Scorpio, Pisces. Pisces really rules the film industry, and it is a very prominent motivator in most filmmaker artists' lives. And then we'll do Cancer. A lot of Cancers in our industry too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So those are the water signs. And the water signs, generally speaking, and it's a great idea, Carol, the water signs generally, they're really run by their emotions. They really feel things and they have very strong intuition. It's very easy to make like a spiritual connections and looking at things from an abstract way, right? And it's very important, generally speaking. I'll go sign by sign, but water signs in general are very much inspired and controlled by feeling, whether it's true or false. Sometimes is the challenge where they need to really make sure that it's like a true feeling and not like a false feeling. Because we know feelings are not evidence, right, all the time. It's not always evidence. We need to feel them, but it's not always an evidence. So the water signs in general need to really step up and over fear and establish boundaries is really important. And this is going to help them to access their very strong memory and be able to access like positivity and to kind of forget the negative things, but to remember the lessons always. And some very famous water signs throughout history have been, for example, Picasso or Hemingway or even Julius Caesar. Bill Gates is a Scorpio, actually. So it's really interesting to see all of that. And okay, so going on with Scorpio, like, so my book, it can help Scorpios to really learn how now is your season. We are in Scorpio season, and so you're getting a renewed energy now, and it's really important that you learn how to let molehills stay as molehills. Do not make mountains out of molehills. It's so important because of all the water signs, they want control. But Scorpio wants the control more than any other water sign. And sometimes Scorpio can blow things really out of proportion in their minds, and it making things worse than they really are. So if you're just kind of giving these things up and learning how to strive for, a collective goal rather than a personal one, it's going to be very helpful in the next 3 months because that, of course, includes the new year. And the new year from, looking from now just as a three-month cycle, this is generally for Scorpio, it's looking like a very good year for abundance and money and prosperity. The desires that you have, they'll find fulfillment if you have a very strong mission. So meaning you know what you want and you really want to go for it, it's almost like the support, the energy, the funding will come to you. So it's about security, and tangibles are really high on your list right now, and you really want to achieve control, but you're going to access some hidden talents that you didn't know you had. So you will see on one hand, what you're lacking, and this may inspire you to see what you haven't brought to the table yet. So your challenge, your homework, how you're going to hack this is to figure out how to fulfill the lack that you're perceiving, and you're going to find some talents that you didn't know that you had. It's all big, but you know what I mean? It could be something very mundane, or it could be something that's like can help many people. So always see the glasses half full. That's very important during this time. Not half empty, but half full.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. wonderful. Oh, mm-hmm. yes. And I have read that Scorpio women are very powerful in business. That this is one of the great signs for women, business, Scorpios. Is that right? Have you heard that?
Yeah. They have what I call like a no BS zone. So they can tell when someone is lying or if someone's trying to pull something quick. They have very strong intuition, and they don't have time for that. So it's very canny, very very intuitive and knowing what's going to waste time and what's going to move forward quickly.
My mother was a Scorpio, and so I couldn't get away with anything. I always felt she was reading my mind. But one day, as the spring had come, I loved to swim, so I cut school and went to White Rock Lake in Dallas, Texas, and was swimming and boating with the other girls, having a wonderful time. Walked in the house, at a normal time you'd get home from school, but with curly hair, my hair was just totally one big frizz ball. My father was sitting there, and so he said, "How was school?" It was all sunburned. So I said, "Well, I didn't go to school. I knew I couldn't lie my way out." He said, "Well, you better get ready. Your mother is at White Rock Lake driving around looking for you. By the time she gets home, she could be furious,
Oh, yeah. As you were telling the story, I thought she already knew where you were.
Yes, she did. She did. Oh, my gosh. By the time she got home, she was so mad. She said, "I'm not even going to punish you. I'm going to tell the school that you skipped school and let them punish you," which was
sad.
That
definitely.
If you're
dealing with the Scorpio, be honest and be transparent. They will appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Only way. You have to be very truthful. I love it. But
yes,
I also love to deal with women in business, and I had a woman who became a really good friend who rented the downstairs of my house for a long time as a Scorpio. She was a wonderful business person. She really has been successful. So, yes, they've got a lot of power. Scorpios have good power, and women in particular, I think.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Pisces.
Pisces, yes. So in my book, I talk a lot about how Pisces can learn how to confront life head on while maintaining the loving, the peacefulness, the compassionate nature that's so innate in Pisces. And also it explains how you'll learn how to face life without numbing yourself to the downsides of everything that we need to work through. Sometimes Pisces can just kind of go off into this fantasy land, which is why it rules over film, like you said, Carol. It absolutely does. It rules over film. It shows us from another perspective things that maybe we wouldn't normally see. And Pisces will understand how to live life without regrets and to really take off the rose-colored glasses and to bring compassion and positive energy into the world. Now, through the new year, it's really interesting because the planet Jupiter is going to be in Pisces next year, okay? And this is a big transit because Jupiter is the planet of blessings, it's the planet of luck, it's the planet of expansion. Jupiter loves Pisces, so it's a time to really swim deep into your creativity. And also very important to take care of your health so that you can fulfill your duties, your work. It's time to really focus and grow within and to do some kind of spiritual work, some kind of inner work that's connecting you. You probably, I'm talking to Pisces, you probably already have a spiritual connection or feeling. It's time to really nurture that, to grow that, because Jupiter is going to also what's called align with Neptune. Neptune is the planet that rules over Pisces, okay? And it's going to give you a huge boost of energy for everybody, but Pisces is going to feel this like it's going to be the first wave, the first ripple. Pisces is going to feel that right away. So the hack here do not judge yourself. Grow with what you really are and not what you try to be. Really just be who you are. This is my advice for Pisces over the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. So is Jupiter in there now? In other words, Jupiter is in Pisces or just going into it soon?
It's going to be going into Pisces. So Jupiter's now in the final, like in the last few degrees of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be finishing up its transit through Aquarius, and then it's going to move into Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And then it'll catch up with Neptune, which is in Pisces eventually.
Exactly.
And those two together mean, it's mean what? When you get Jupiter, which is abundance, with Neptune, which is illusion and creativity. So that means you're just going to burst open with all kinds of new ideas?
Absolutely. And I mean, everybody's going to feel this, but especially Pisces. And as you know, it's going to affect everybody's chart uniquely, but it's going to be a huge wave of imagination and creativity. And because it's connected to film and art, and like any kind of art, there's definitely going to be some huge innovations in that whole industry. And I mean, we see that with the development of the metaverse and how everything is moving into cryptocurrency more or less. And we see a lot of this with the blockchain and everything, like all kinds of new art and new forms of art is going to get a big boost. We might not see it right away, but a lot of people are going to get inspired to do new things, innovative things. But like I said, a spiritual connection is going to be very important to not get blown away.
Right, a spiritual connection. Right, that's mm-hmm. very important.
Yes, because it anchors you into, you know, your work, and it's very important, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the way you've got your book laid out, because not you tell us all the things about how to hack it, how to hack the mm-hmm. month, and then you get into confronting reality, and this is for Pisces particularly, and psychosomatic and integrations and lateral promotions. All of these are wonderful things. Pay close attention to your dreams. Wow, that would be really true, right? When the moon or the sun is in Pisces, yes, you may be getting information in your dreams.
Yes, you will. And, yeah, that's a good point, Carol, because, I mean, you can sit down and read this book from, you know, front to end, but I really suggest people read it during the cycle that we're in, or if you want to understand your partner in depth. I left out a lot of the technical data. It is in there explaining it, but I wanted to write it. I wanted to translate it into a language that people could understand. That's not just like, oh, you know, this planet's going over, you know, the freeway and it's affecting this way. I wanted to really make it in a way that's digestible so people could understand these energies that they're working with. And definitely, for example, during Pisces, our dreams are very much highlighted. And we can get a lot of good ideas for inspiration, a lot of some of the most beautiful pieces of art, or even some of the best ideas that we see today came to people through dreams.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And you talk about in here the Aries equinox, which begins a new mm-hmm. journey, you say, which is extremely auspicious. Oh, that sounds wonderful. And you just learn so much every time you read things in this book, because you have written it for all of us. You don't have to know a lot about astrology, because it's all explained. It's wonderful.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Cancer.
Yeah, so Cancer, the third water sign we're talking about. So Cancer, this is about learning how to become, in the book I specifically write how to become independent of others and to stop codependency while activating your caring, your nurturing nature, but also within business, especially during 2022, over the next 3 months as we're moving into 2022. Cancers, interestingly enough, Cancers make one of the best CEOs, because they take care of everything. They take
really?
Care of everything. Yes, yes. The founders of a company are usually a fire sign, but CEOs mm-hmm. are usually really, Cancers are very good CEOs because they take care of it. So the book goes on to explain really how you'll learn how to trust the changes in your life, be inspired by your emotions without acting them out. And over the next 3 months, like I said, it's all about career, specifically how you communicate, how you present yourself to others. So you're focused on really shining your light into the world in a very positive way. So you have within you a very clear goal that you want to hit, and you're focused, very focused on achieving it. So the hack here is look at the influence, right, of the people around you, maybe even your parents or what you learned from your parents, and see how you can step out of old patterns that are making you confused. See how you can use these old patterns as inspiration for a solution for others. So you're going to need to be able to access all of your capacity now, and there's a lot of energy that's flowing towards you over the next 3 to 12 months, really. But really use these energies to help fuel your aspirations.
Wow, that sounds mm-hmm. wonderful. You go mm-hmm. on, you say the bucket
yes.
of crabs and talk mm-hmm. about how Cancer rules family and groups and community. And then mm-hmm. you get into depression with Cancers. I think everybody deals with depression, but it's nice to understand this. And the evil eye, it is quite real. I understand.
Yes.
We go through life giving and receiving so much evil eye that it's mistaken for perception. But you say it can be embedded in the way we view the world.
Yeah. And I think it's really a very unique responsibility and gift that filmmakers have and all artists to show different perspectives and the beauty of worlds that we would otherwise not know about. And so I think this is a really special gift that's bestowed upon anyone working with any kind of camera or canvas or anything like that. I think it's very unique and special.
Well, you have personalized every chapter. It's really a good, it's like a workbook. You know, you can pull it down every month and see what's going on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know how to
absolutely
handle people during the month,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, tell us more about you and what you're doing, and how do these essential oils work with astrology? Can you tell me something about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my company, Aurelia Essential Oils, which I work with my wife, we created astrology blends. And the mission behind that is to use the plants to transcend the effects of the planets. As you know, the Zodiac Hack is all about choice over fate. So you have the idea of fate, of obstacles that we meet on our path, but they can be overcome. And you can actually use things here on Earth to help you do that. And plants are traditionally a very powerful way to activate the amygdala within the limbic system in the brain, which, you know, triggers memories. And a memory can either hold you back or motivate you forward, right? Especially
right,
as we're talking about the water signs, a memory can scare you out of doing something, or it can motivate you to do something, like, say, for example, for a relative or a loved one, or something that happened, something that you saw. It can motivate you either way. So when we talk about aromatherapy, these blends, they are the ingredients of each blend is specifically researched and chosen to have a connection with the star sign. So it can help anybody to overcome a negative effect of a transit or a star sign just by smelling it. And again, it works through the amygdala, through the limbic system in the brain. And just by smelling it, it can inspire you to do something new or to think outside of the box, for example, like Aquarius is doing that, the Aquarius blend. Or with the Cancer oil, for example, it can help people to be kind of less reactive, right? Generally speaking, less reactive, less emotional, braver, and they smell wonderful. They absolutely smell divine, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you buy the ones for your sign? I mean, if you're an Aries, you buy the Aries, or do you buy them for the month you're going through? What? How do you use them?
Yeah, so you can do both. I like to suggest you use the blend for the month that you're going through, because a little tip here is that we have, each and every one of us has each of these 12 signs within our chart, right? So it's most of us identify with our star signs, but the thing is that we are so much more than our star signs. And this is how sometimes conventional or newspaper astrology gets lost on a lot of people, because they're kind of like, well, this doesn't really apply to me, because it's so much more than just your star sign. Now, you can start with your star sign, the blend, which is an amazing way to get acquainted with them. But then you can also go and see that it is an actual journey, just like the months in a year. I like to say that the weather is a very obvious manifestation of the astrological weather, because we have you know, throughout the year we have winter and it's snowing, and then in spring things are starting to open up, and then summer it's very hot, and then in autumn things start to you know, go into hibernation and the leaves start falling off. And each season has three signs that are connected to it. So for example, we are now in the middle of autumn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technically. Mm-hmm. And that's the energy of Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about releasing and letting go. And if you look at nature, that's what's going on. The leaves are falling off. It's all about letting go and releasing. And so the Scorpio blend now at this time would help anybody to let go and to release just by setting an ambience for this, because these are healing essential oils. They're all natural. There's no chemicals. It's all from the earth. So it can be very helpful for anybody who maybe is holding on, having an attachment, or to help people be inspired or to remember why I need to let go of things. Maybe that relationship or that job wasn't the best thing for me. And so maybe, you know, we can use all the help we can get, right? So.
That's the truth. Yes, totally agree.
Yeah.
And you do charts. You do charts for people, too. I don't want people to miss that, because you did mine.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. We met for lunch with Deanne, Estelle,
mm-hmm.
and you were telling me I had the sun in the 12th house. Now, this is 2019. Oh, 2019, mm-hmm. and you were talking about my 2020 astrology, and you said, you know, Carol, you're going to be at home a lot. You're not, remember, you were saying you're going to be stuck
yes.
at home almost like you're locked in. And I said,
you
well,
wanted,
you know,
yeah, mm-hmm. you wanted to leave.
It's not going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to move, go somewhere else to change my
mm-hmm.
location and change my chart. That's right, I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You said
mm-hmm.
no.
Yes.
This is going to be good for you.
Yes, I was really, I remember I was like, please, just listen to what I'm saying. I think it's a really good idea if you just stay put and you do not travel around right now. And then, you know, we knew why.
We had no idea of
mm-hmm.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
when...
Mm-hmm.
You know, when COVID hit, I wasn't about to get on a plane, go anywhere. And I had already decided you were right. But then I realized how that whole year I was giggling all the time thinking, because I was locked in. We were all locked in. Oh.
Yes.
But I was
yes.
ready for it because of my reading, and I had made up my mind, okay, then I'm going to do more writing. I'll just fix my life
yes.
so that I get the most out of it. And I got a new book and a couple of new things that I was able to create because I was ready. That's the benefit of astrology and someone to read your chart. Right?
You hacked the zodiac.
Yes,
you hacked
without
it. I mean,
even
you were able.
Yeah.
Yes, you were able to prepare and you know really make good use out of that. And so this is really, you had a really good opportunity there to prepare for all of this. And yeah, it was very very good. I'm really happy about that.
Yes, it was a wonderful reading. Thank you so much. So
mm-hmm.
now let's see. Next, let's get started.
I do. I definitely do these personal readings, and I also, every month, I do a full moon workshop, a new moon workshop, and a solar ingression. So to really announce that we are now moving from one season to the next, and I do a teaching on what to expect or what to prepare for, like we were just talking about. And then I do a guided meditation, like a light meditation, to help really optimize the month ahead, and they're very popular and they're very helpful for a lot of people. So this is also another way to hack the zodiac. Mm-hmm.
It is, and I've taken those classes, and I love the new
mm-hmm.
moon and the full moon, particularly the new moon, because I will save up projects and use
yes.
that new moon to announce them or to launch them. And then under the full moon, that's when you want to let go of something, right?
Exactly. And that's very wise to do it that way, because we can all set intentions. But again, like you said, it's about the timing. It's about the
mm-hmm.
timing. You want to plant when the time is auspicious. You can plant at any time, but if you want that support and that, you know that saying, right place, right time, and it just happens. And this is how we can prepare it. The universe is not random. There is a system, and that's why we have seasons. That's why we have months. That's why we have, you know, the days, everything like that. So we want to use that to our advantage. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I love those classes. So if people are interested, how do they find you? If you've got an email that you can give us?
Yes. Well, of course, you can go to zodiachacks.com. You can also email for readings, bookings at arikxander.com. And, of course, I'm everywhere on social media, particularly Instagram.
Right. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So let's start with Aries. Yippee, tell me what's coming up for the next. What's happening?
Yes, the next 3 months. Well, Aries, it's very interesting because there's a lot of growth and expansion. It's really about thinking about how you consult people, how people are consulting you. Particularly, it's you're getting a growth and a new understanding of love, and some things are healing within the workforce. So it's really important that you're really pushing everyone on your team into their next level, being a good cheerleader. And you will find that you will probably encounter people who will help you grow and help your projects grow. So you're going to create new relationships, be very open to that. And these new relationships are going to have more substance, more depth, also more fun than probably what you've been used to over the past year or so.
Wow, Aries are going to love that because Aries love to have fun, but sometimes they get so busy working they forget to have fun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
nice.
Great. And Pisces. No, sorry, Taurus.
Yes, Taurus. So Taurus has for many years now the planet Uranus, which is the innovator, also the sometimes he's making turbulence. He's going through the sign Taurus. So Taurus has been feeling things shaken up within them even before the pandemic. But really for Taurus now, the next 3 months is a time of transformation, beginning or ending something. And you probably already have a sense of what it is. And you will find that you're going to be tapping into resources that you didn't think of before and really getting in touch with less tangible assets. So accessing intuition, a good sound voice, for example. You're going to see that as you're doing that, as you're hacking this, you're going to see more support from others financially. This is a good time to get financial support from others, as long as, very important, you have to be organized and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So be patient with yourself. That's very easy for you, by the way, or being patient with others. Taurus is generally patient unless it's, you know, agitated, which takes a long time to get agitated. But once a Taurus gets agitated, it's the volcano. It's very difficult to stop it. But so just be patient, very patient, and keep on with your survival, you know, that achievement consciousness that you have, and you will be thriving very soon as you're doing this work.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is great. My son was a Taurus, and if he got upset over something, it was impossible. I can remember trying to dress him, and his little arms would be just stiff as a board. You couldn't get his jacket on, you know. So whatever he had on his mind, we had to sit down and talk about it to resolve it and get it out of the way and then move on. But as far as kindness and consideration and love and support, nurturing, they're off the charts. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ruled by Venus.
The Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Oh, yeah,
that's
they're ruled
right.
by Venus. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. There are just so many Taurus in our industry. It's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Taurus, and then Gemini.
So Gemini has a lot of pressure coming off of the shoulders, right? And Gemini rules over the shoulders in the astrological anatomy. Gemini rules over the shoulders, so it's like a lot of weight is being lifted over the next 3 months. Things begin to lighten up, and it's a good idea to learn more about spirituality, specifically how it incorporates into the work that you're doing, to find spiritual meaning in the daily tasks that you have to do. So Gemini really looking for more meaning into your life and how it's connected to these just daily tasks. So there's going to be some very big movements in your life during this time, and you're going to be drawing conclusions, which is very difficult for you sometimes, but it's like you've looked at all sides, and now you're going to make a choice, and this choice is going to be a very big change for you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So just, you know, allow yourself to do that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we did Cancer. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm. We did Cancer. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I love Geminis because they can do so many things. And mm-hmm. when I first started my business, I hired a woman who's a Gemini. And I knew immediately that she would love to have varied jobs. This, and she was calling out, making sales calls. And she came in and said, "I'm bored. I'm doing really good with sales calls. So what can I do with my hands?" And I said, "Oh, you can..." This is in the 80s. I said, "Oh, you can do the mailing. You can put the stamps on. You can seal the..." And she was, and she loved it. She was doing two or three things at once, you know, and successful.
Do not let a Gemini get bored, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, all right, we did Cancer, and then
Leo.
Let's talk about Leos. They're so friendly and kind.
Yes. And it's a really good time to network for Leo. It's time to see where you fit into something much bigger than you are, which can be a little bit sometimes difficult for Leo because they're larger than life as it is. So they're starting to see, once again, how they're fitting into the network, or how they're connected to the network. So there's a spiritual system that you can get acquainted with. And this is really about friendship. Your friends can really help you with this. So allow yourself, don't forget to ask for help, but this is very difficult sometimes for Leo, but allow yourself to wish the best and really get clear about what you want, because you can really get it through your network. Realize that everybody is part of this bigger system. There is a guidance. And in order for this system to work, we all need to be in harmony. So being a leader with this, showing people how to be in harmony and not make it only work for us, but to make it work for everybody, like everybody. So really pushing the networking buttons right now is going to be very good for the goals of Leo.
Okay, lots of networking.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the key in the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Virgos. You know, it's interesting. I have this program called the Angel Program, where I work with people on a weekly basis. And a woman came to me and said, "I want to write a book." And so she did one book. She did the second, another book. She did the first book again. She did another update. And we've worked together for years, and it has been such a wonderful experience. And she's a Virgo, and she is brilliant. And I wonder, what does she need me for? But together, we have a lot of fun going over situations and problems and analyzing things to come up with the solutions. And I will tell you that 3 out of 4 people who take that angel class are Virgos.
Wow. Very
interesting. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the symbols for the Virgo is like the woman with the wings, you know?
Yes.
It's very interesting. Yes. Yeah. Virgos can be very in tune with with the angelic inspiration. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Well, that's nice because now is the time Virgos need to be very prudent, and meaning really showing care and thought for the future, like what can be happening, because you're manifesting. You're doing a lot of manifesting. Virgo's an earth sign, so they really like to work with the details. A lot of energy is coming to you in the form of inspiration, which, as you know, Carol, like a lot of times the angels are inspiring us with good ideas as well. So it's everything is collecting right now for Virgo to organize into it needs it, the Virgo needs to organize it into a perfect state. So be with yourself, access these kind of hidden strengths that you didn't know that you had, because they are there. They are there. And it's a very, very powerful time for Virgo right now. So if you've been kind of experiencing sorrow or suffering in the past couple months, all of this is going to be healed. It wants to be healed. And you just look at it privately. You know, you just look at it yourself. The Virgo can be very much like a hermit sometimes, because some kind of fate is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be very, very, very helpful in moving forward and having a good foresight onto what's coming next.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you so mm-hmm. much. That's a wonderful thing for them to look forward to.
Yeah.
Great. And then Libra, which really rules artists and filmmakers.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Libra is ruled by Venus, and it wants to express, and it also, Libras have their experiences through others.
Oh,
you know,
really?
It's the pair. Libra is ruling over all kinds of relationships, and it's very much, sometimes their experiences are defined by others. But right now, Libra, it's really important that you learn that you're beautiful the way that you are. So it's about focusing on who you are and not what others want you to be. So this, of course, includes not calculating love or anything like that. It's time to unload some of that baggage that you've been carrying around, making you heavy. You need to balance, like, it's very important. Libra needs balance, right? It needs balance around and within. This is the symbol, the scale. And Libra also needs a very solid foundation, because if the scale's not on a solid foundation, then it's not going to get, you know, optimal results. So in order to really feel good about what you're doing, get that solid foundation. And you're going to get that within yourself, focusing on yourself. And also very important now, during these next 3 months, be very selective about who you are being friends with, because they influence you so much. Just really don't waste your time, like, just with things that are throwing you off center. Really be centered in yourself, and it's going to be very good for building that solid foundation that you're going to need going into the new year.
Wow, that's great advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Libra, and then we did Scorpio, so we'll do the fire sign Sagittarius.
So Sagittarius season is beginning in about 10 days or so. So from November 20th about to December 20th, that's Sagittarius season. So the birthday of Sagittarius is coming up, what's called the solar return. A lot of energy is coming to Sagittarius. We'll all be influenced by Sagittarius as well, particularly in our chart, and that's where you want to see where it's manifesting within your chart and everything. So for Sagittarius, this is your season's coming up. So it's all about communication, learning about the people around you. It's also a time that you can remember your experiences and kind of tap into that so-called, like, well-traveledness, right? Sagittarius loves to travel, whether mm-hmm. it's actually traveling or traveling intellectually with philosophy and books, and or even going down internet rabbit holes, stuff like that. Sagittarius loves to learn and research, so tap into that experience that you have and then communicate your story, communicate your wisdom with others, but not from a soapbox, but while you're on the path. Yeah. While you're on the path. It's so important. Do it while you're on the path. Maybe others are passing by you or you're passing others. Share your story. Share the wisdom because it's going to help them. Sagittarius are great teachers. They're very inspiring and very optimistic. So share your story with others. Embrace others as friends and really love that energy that's there, that's available. Sagittarius is naturally optimistic. Sometimes they can feel a little bit guilty. I go into depth about it in the book. But this is the next 3 months is the time where you can really achieve certainty over your mind.
Oh, great. I will read that because that's my real ruling planet. Wonderful. Okay. Oh, well, this is what great advice this is. All right, let's go to Capricorn.
Capricorn, another earth sign. So you have very strong desires that are really starting to bubble up. But at the same time, you're kind of working on your home environment. So clean up house a little bit. Also clean up your emotional body. Baths are good for this. Some kind of water. Drinking good water. All this is very important. It's also a good time to lighten up a bit because you're working with others and you want to get the best result. And in order to do that, everyone needs to be lightened up from time to time. And Capricorn has such a really good sense of humor sometimes that you can use that to lighten others up and lighten yourself up. So you have a lot of people helping you. There's a lot of planets that are helping you now over these next 3 months. So you need to really show others that you can play nicely in order for everybody else to loosen up because Capricorn can also be very strict. So it's about being strict but also light at the same time, knowing when to be strict and when to be light, and then this is going to bring great results over the next 3 months.
Lighten up a bit. Okay, great. Okay. Now, Aquarius.
Yes, this is the last sign we're going to talk about. This is Aquarius. So, Aquarius, you have the planet Saturn going through your sign now. And it's really asking you to slow down a little bit and to reassess things. And over the next 3 months, and going into the new year, you're focusing a lot on your creativity, how you express yourself, also the love that you have for others, and really focusing on a good hack that you can use here is giving love without strings attached. This comes very natural to you. And you're really focusing on how to become the best version of yourself and shine like the sun in a way, okay? So really over the next 3 months, yes, it's a time to really think about who that is, right? Who is that? What do you want to shine as? And it's a really powerful time to create based on your past experiences and how are you going to think outside of the box. You have to think outside of the box and you will get funds. You will get support. You will get really from unexpected places as you are kind of really pushing yourself, what's the solution that I haven't thought of before? And then maybe you can offer it to someone else. Maybe you can use it for your own projects because Aquarius tends to get all kinds of good ideas, not just for itself, but also for others. So keeping that channel open, thinking about the creation is going to be a good game plan for the next 3 months.
Good ideas for itself and others. Well, they are very smart and unique.
Yes.
They come up with great, unique ideas.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You've been so kind to us, Rega. We just have done the whole astrology, planets, all of them. So now, give
Carol,
us one more time.
Okay
your.
Carol, is it okay if I just ask it? Hi. If I could just ask a quick question. You know, we started off with Scorpio. And we were talking before we went live. Yesterday was my birthday, and I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
So
Claire, how wonderful.
Thanks. We had a little bit of a chat before we went live, and I was just wondering about, I know when you were sharing about Scorpios, you were giving us all an idea of how to work with Scorpios and how they're intuitive and also how the controlling aspect and that sort of thing. But I may have missed it. It may have dropped out. I don't know. But I was just wondering, as far as the what to coming up for Scorpios, I don't think I caught that part. I just got Carol's great story about her mother. And so is there something that you can share for the Scorpios as far as what's coming up for them as well, like you did with the other signs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it was very interesting because with Scorpio, it's a good time for money and for abundance. And anything that you want fulfilled, you have a very strong ability to manifest right now. So it's about tangibles and security. These are very high on Scorpio's list because they really want to get ahead right now. And somehow, well, it's like hidden talents are going to come to the surface. And I think, yeah, what I said was maybe probably what you didn't hear is that with Scorpio, you might see what you're lacking, but the hack here is to not focus on it, to figure out how to fulfill these lacks and to see the glass as half full. And this is going to give you access to these hidden talents that maybe have been hidden previously.
Mm-hmm. That is
great.
So
yeah.
Helpful.
Yes,
thank you so much. Very, very helpful. Mm-hmm.
And it goes into depth also in the book. Chapter 10 is all about Scorpio.
Oh, great, great. Well, one of the things that I love that you do is the solar return charts, because every year on your birthday, all of us have a new year, and you think back, and what you were focusing on in one year, it will change when your birthday comes. If you pay attention, you'll notice these changes. Well, that depends on where the sun is in your chart. That determines that aspect. So that's why you helped me so much. And this year, I've already took a look at my chart, and I have everything in the sixth house of health, a bunch of planets. Or it's work and health. So how to turn it around from having poor health into good health is what I will get in my reading from you, right? We'll
absolutely. Yes, that's the chart that we did that really prepared you from and saved you from traveling around during the breakout of the pandemic. I remember that. So, yeah, it's a very powerful chart to do. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So people can really benefit for the year that's coming up when they get a solar return chart, because if you look and find out where Jupiter is in your chart, you know where the good luck is and you can focus on it, where the moon is, and is that bringing you good luck or do you have to be careful? Where is your Neptune and are you in reality or not? All of these things are so important for guidance on the coming year, and it's a good birthday present too, I think. So,
absolutely.
All right. Well, we really thank you. All of us do, and we will look forward to having you again in a few months, and we'll do it after 3 months. You come back, and we'll get to hear where we're going next.
Absolutely, sounds like a good plan. It's been an honor.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a wonderful 3 months,
you're welcome.
Everybody.
Okay. Nice. Good luck to you. Thank you, Claire.
As well.
Thank you. Take good care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Claire.
Bye. Be well, everyone.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.